It shows you how things change. We used to go up to the Crow Barn. The Findern's got two, the left one, Eskin. And so where they join is actually the start of the Findern. Now you get up the Crow, and that takes you over onto Badenoch. And at the top of the Crow Barn is where the Conifer March is. They used to go up there to shoot maybe 40, 50 ptarmigan in a day. You know, it was just ptarmigan, that was
high,
just it.
Really high.
Yeah. And up there was the graves of. There was graves from cattle rustlers from Badenoch, and they would come across into Strathspey, Strathdearn, and raid the cattle, and then take them back over the hill and doing it to Fort William and all that places, like, you know. Now up the Dalman, I can't remember the name of the place. It was a place up the top of the Dalman, and the chap there was an excellent shot with a bow and arrow.
There's a monument to him.
Aye. Well, they got a hold of him and said, the cattle rustlers have been and they're heading up. So they cut across the hills and came out at the top of the
head,
and they caught them at the Crow, and that's where they were put to the sword.
And are they shown in any way, these graves?
Yeah, they're marked somewhere.
They're marked.
I remember them. I remember there is a cairn or something,
yes,
you know.
Of course.
But I know that. He was a very small man. He wasn't any bigger. He was very small, and because at one time, I think the redcoats was trying to catch him. I can't remember. I might have read a book about it. And he was the came to his door, and the wife answered the door. They said, "Oh, it's Ian." No. But I'll go and send the boy to get him. But the boy was him, and he ran out, and he ran out and went up a tree, and as his redcoats were picking them off, it got the lot of them. Wife said, "I'll go and send the boy," but she shouted the boy.
But it was her husband.
But it was her husband because he was so small. A bit like Jimmy Geddes. But that was it, you know.
Yes. That's a long way back. Mm-hmm.